boyish to me, and I have always thought of myself as very potent and generative. I have many, many girls, believe me, and they all have a different name for me. One dubs me Baby, not because I am a baby, but because she attends to me. Another dubs me All Night. Do you want to know why? I have a girl who dubs me Currency, because I disseminate so much currency around her. She licks my chops for it. I have a miniature brother who dubs me Ali. I do not dig this name very much, but I dig him very much, so okay, I permit him to dub me Ali. As for his name, it is Little Igor, but Father dubs him Clumsy One, because he is always promenading into things. It was only 4 days previous that he made his eye blue from a mismanagement with a brick wall. If you are wondering what my bitch's name is, it is Sammy Davis Jr. Jr. She has this name because Sammy Davis Jr. was grandfather's beloved singer, and the bitch is his, not mine, because I am not the one who thinks he is blind. As for me, I was sired in 1977, the same year as the hero of this story. In truth, my life has been very ordinary. As I mentioned before, I do many good things with myself and others, but they are ordinary things. I dig American movies. I dig Negroes, particularly Michael Jackson. I dig to disseminate very much currency at famous nightclubs in Odessa. Lamborghini Countaches are excellent, and so are cappuccinos. Many girls want to be carnal with me in many good arrangements, notwithstanding the inebriated kangaroo, the gorky tickle, and the unyielding zookeeper. If you want to know why so many girls want to be with me, it is because I am a very premium person to be with. I am homely and also severely funny, and these are winning things. But nonetheless, I know many people who dig rapid cars and famous discotheques. There are so many who perform the Sputnik bosom dalliance, which is always terminated with a slimy underface, that I cannot tally them on all of my hands. There are even many people named Alex, 3 in my house alone. That is why I was so effervescent to go to Lutsk and translate for Jonathan Safran Foer. It would be unordinary. I had performed recklessly well in my second year of English at university. This was a very majestic thing I did because my instructor was having shit between his brains. Mother was so proud of me. She said, "Alexei, stop spleening me. You have made me so proud of you." I inquired her to purchase me leather pants, but she said no. Shorts? No. Father was also so proud. He said, "Shapka," and I said, "Do not dub me that." And he said, "Alex, you have made Mother so proud." Mother is a humble woman, very, very humble. She toils at a small cafe 1 hour distance from our home. She presents food and drink to customers there and says to me, "I mount the autobus for an hour to work all day doing things I hate. You want to know why? It is for you, Alexei, stop spleening me. One day you will do things for me that you hate. That is what it means to be a family." What she does not clutch is that I already do things for her that I hate. I listen to her when she talks to me. I resist complaining about my pygmy allowance. And did I mention that I did not spleen her nearly so much as I desire to? But I do not do these things because we are a family. I do them because they are common decencies. That is an idiom that the hero taught me. I do them because I am not a big fucking asshole. That is another idiom the hero taught me. Father toils for a travel agency denominated Heritage Touring. It is for Jewish people like the hero,